I dreamt our car was towed away. Our dirty Toyota from my parents' luxury condo parking lot. What the hell did it mean? We've driven that car all over the country. Back and forth and up and down. And my parents are one place. We have this house now, and are trying to live in one place. And our dirty car isn't gone, but just takes us to the lake down the road, or around and around and around this muddy town we fell in love with, and we've stayed here and pitched our mortal tent like all the others, under the tan western sky. My parents' condo is where they've moved to die. They'll never move again, except to space, heaven, the eternal ether, and the gracious ground wet and pungent with millennia of crushed bone and weeping piles of leaves. Their condo building was built to be unusually strong, immovable, says my engineer father, who watched its construction and approved its earthquake-proof quality, material, materiality. It has a wide and sturdy stance, like a giant glass and marble headstone, marking all of our graves for us. And the clean black parking lots curved in the top of a hill, the land rolling down on all sides. On the following night, my wife dreamt we were refugees. We'd been forced to move to a post-hippie luxury enclave on an island off the west coast. Either we'd been torn from this place by tragic circumstance, or we just forgot that we'd stopped moving and went one move too far. The coastal trees gleamed like angry white children in the expensive yellow sunshine, and we walked together, bent over, in utter misery.